everybody out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the Best Little Horde House in Azeroth, a show we call Horde House for short, our little World of Warcraft podcast where we talk about all things WoW, all things Azeroth, but never too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next few hours, hopefully not that long, I don't know, with my co-host. Say hello to the one and only Extrafer.
Hello, Priest.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. I'm excited for another four-hour episode of Horde House, because I know you don't have anywhere else to be tonight.
I like you, Horde House.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You just want to get
it's
more
Tourette's. I have Tourette's.
I know you do. You just want to get more hate mail here at on our email accounts. How's your week been personally? You doing all right, Extrafer?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Yeah?
I'm up to 82 pounds in my weight loss goal.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you were kind of on the Uber diet. That's awesome. Good for you.
Yep, it's going really well. Just have about 22 pounds left before I meet my goal. And then, you know, who knows? Maybe I'll even go further.
And you could get a rib, take it out, and you could look even skinnier. It'd be awesome.
I'm not Marilyn Manson.
All right.
Okay.
We have a special guest with us tonight, as we do every week here on Horde House. So please welcome to the show, everybody, John.
Ahoro.
Hey, ladies.
How are you, John?
I'm doing all right. I'm pretty excited. I'm kind of feeling like Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
Why is that?
Because I'm so excited. I'm not scared, though, and I'm not on speed pills.
It was caffeine pills. Jesse.
Yeah. That was a crazy addiction.
Oh, my gosh. Who doesn't remember that growing up? So, John, I know you. We go way back. I've known you for years, and, of course, you and I play in the same guild, and I know you're a big fan of the World of Warcraft, right?
You could say that, yeah.
What do you mean I could say that? What exactly does that mean?
I don't know.
All right. Well, when did you start playing WoW? When did it all begin?
I actually started playing like almost 3 years ago. 3 years ago next week. So it's my WoW anniversary. I hope you're getting me a gift.
Happy WoW anniversary. What do you buy somebody for their WoW anniversary?
I don't know, like a Sparkle Pony, except I already have that. So
maybe I could buy you like a trip outside.
Yeah.
You know, you struck me as the kind of person that would have the Sparkle Pony. I don't know what it is. It just totally, you know, once I hear John, I'm like, Sparkle Pony.
I don't know what it is about John either, but I just think of sparkles.
Yeah, ponies. I just think of Sparkle ponies.
So, John, do you own the Sparkle Pony?
I do own the Sparkle Pony, and I don't know whether to be... take that as a compliment or be offended by that.
Yeah, you know what?
I forgot the negative connotation.
You
that
were
the Sparkle
you
Pony
were born gave. This way, baby. So don't ever forget that.
All right. Wait, Madonna.
Anyhow, is the Sparkle Pony like the only little money that you've given to Blizzard unnecessarily?
Yeah, John, express yourself on this answer.
Wow. I have a lot to say about that. Actually, would you like me to give my WoW history first?
Yeah, yeah.
So, pretty much, I started 3 years ago. Next week, I downloaded the trial because my friends were like, hey, you should try this out. I was like, okay.
Hey, man, want a hit?
So basically, it was peer pressure, like how all addictions start, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I got the trial account. I rolled an undead rogue. And I was like, this is pretty cool. I think I got to, like, level 2 in 4 hours or something, which is ridiculous. Like, if you think of how fast you level now, but I was like, oh, this is so cool. And so I went out and bought the game. And for a while, it was kind of lame because, like, I was on the same server as my friends, but they're like, oh, we're in a guild. And they didn't really invite me or anything. So I just, like, I found...
Rude.
I know.
Hey, John, like... come play this game with us, but, dude, you can't be in the guild.
You gotta apply, and we may deny your
application. You bring too many sparkles to the guild, dude. You can't come.
Yeah,
I can't really say too much because they're in our guild, and they're gonna kill me when they hear this. But no, I think they already had people they were playing with or whatever. I don't know, like. And so I found a guild.
You just don't want to say uppity cunts because everything is different now, right?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Yeah. So I found a guild and like it was kind of cool. Like then it just started getting lame because like they're all, oh, hey, we're raiding Karazhan, and you're level 40 stuck in Feralis. I'm like, fuck you, bitches.
Karazhan is and, pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was. Like, I wish I could have been there like when it was actually endgame content, but whatever. So like, I kind of like for a while that summer, like actually had a real life, and I was like, oh, this sucks. And so then one of our online friends was like, hey, I'm bringing my mage over, except he was Alliance. So I'm like, okay. And I rolled Alliance, and I've been playing ever since.
Awesome. What's your main?
My main right now is a level 85 priest. She is Discipline and Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And
how many characters do you have? Like, do you have a bunch of 85s, or are you like...
I have 285s right now. Everyone used to make fun of me, as you probably noticed. I had 5 level 80s, and they're like, oh, you have so many alts. I'm like, bitch, please. There are other people with like way more 80s than me.
I don't have a problem. You have a problem.
Exactly.
Pretty much. I've played pretty much everything. I don't have all of them at the level cap, but... My main is my priest, and I also have a level 85 Death Knight. She is Unholy and Blood. So those are kind of the two that I work on, but my priest is close to my heart.
Aww. Well, let's go back to Sparkle Ponies. So is that the only money you've given Blizzard, or do you buy like penguins and dragons too, or what?
Well, I've purchased everything from the pet store, and then I've also given Blizzard quite a bit of my money.
Wait! You bought everything from the pet store?
Wow!
Yeah, because the first ones were the Pandaren Monk, and I think it was Little KT.
Okay,
those were the first two. I'm like, oh, those are cute, so I bought those.
Uh-huh.
And then was the Sparkle Pony and Little XT that came out, and they're
John,
like,
John,
what?
You know, you don't need diamond rings or 18 circles, okay? Fancy cars that go very fast, you know, they never last. No.
Let him talk. Okay. Wait, so is that it? You just buy every pet?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pet hand Blizzard money?
And I try to justify it like, oh, part of it goes to charity. I'm being such a good person.
So you've given an extra $75, give or take, to Blizzard over the years in pets?
For pets and the Sparkle Pony.
Okay, well, I guess
but that's actually, not that Are we counting subscription fees? Because everyone pays subscription fees unless they're like...
Well, yeah, no, we count. Okay, yeah, of course. Yeah. Everybody pays subscription fees. Did you give them more money besides just pets?
Yeah, I've actually spent... I actually went and did the math.
Uh-huh.
And I've spent $900 on paid services.
What?
Wait, what?
$900 on paid services?
Like... What do you do? Wash their cars? Like, or
they should be paid.
Pay them to wash their cars or something?
What did you spend $900 on?
I actually have it like all written out. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so, and you have to understand that part of the appeal for me of WoW is like having my little character on the screen. And so it's basically like a virtual Barbie.
Justify. Yeah,
justify your love.
You know, like all girls like to buy clothes for their Barbies or whatever. Like that's just my equivalent.
Bitch, get to the bottom line. What did you spend $900 on?
So I've gone through 8 faction changes. Some of them have been the same characters going back and forth. And let me, before you say anything, like people are like, oh, hey, come play on my server. I'm like, okay, I'll just bring this character over, or faction change him or whatever, so I can play with you instead of like starting from scratch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so some of them have been faction changed multiple times. My priest and my rogue are actually both faction change. My original character and my main right now, they both were Horde originally, so okay. That ended up working well. Also had 8 race changes, and soon to be one more because I race changed my mage from Draenei to human, and I'm like, ugh, I hate this shit, so I'm changing her back soon.
Okay, so wait, you've done 8 faction transfers and 8 race changes, okay, just because they weren't pretty enough the first time?
Pretty much, I don't really remember why I did this, but I did 2 name changes. So there's $20 right there. Like, I could have gone to see a movie or something, but
okay,
I got name changes.
Wow.
You know, he does not go for second best baby. He puts his race to the test.
Shut up.
You know you've got to.
What else? It really is going to be a 4-hour show tonight if I don't get the rest of this list out. $900. I still don't feel like that adds up to $900. What else are we missing?
Okay, this is the big one. And this is where I have to, like, stop letting people be like, oh, come play with me, because I've done 11 server changes.
11?
Oh, I'm sorry. Realm transfers. Yes, 11. And one of them was my priest, so, like, that ended up being a positive thing.
Why do you keep moving characters? Just
I don't know. It's
everybody's
like,
all on different servers and stuff?
Yeah, and, like, I had friends who were playing on other servers as Horde, and they, like, used to be pretty active, so I was like, oh, okay, cool, I'll play with you. But now, like, they don't even play anymore, so I'm like, eh. And I have characters just stuck on random Horde servers.
Wow.
And I don't know, I guess it's kind of WoW OCD. I'm like, ugh, I need change.
Blizzard makes so much money off of you single-handedly. It's kind of astounding. Like, I mean, I know we're kind of giving you a hard time, but, like, let's be real. Are you cool with it? Or, like, when you actually put it all down on paper, are you like, maybe I need to stop?
A little bit. I mean, it's not going to stop me from changing my mage back. But, you know, like, I'm kind of happy. Like, I used to be, like, an alcoholic, mm-hmm. and now I'm kind of, like, calming down with that. Like, I'm happy having just my tank and my healer. So
what happens on the inevitable day that WoW goes away? Are you gonna be like sad that you spent all this money, or are you like, no, I did it for the what it was at the time and I'm happy?
No, because I mean, like, WoW's a hobby. It's like, you know, some people spend that on, like, clothes, if that's what they're into, or crack, you know. So people spend money on things that they like. I like World of Warcraft, so I don't care.
All right. Oh, you tell him.
There's also one more transaction type.
Okay. Oh, what else is there?
Character recustomization. And that's basically where it's either you do the plastic surgery if you're like, my paladin has a fugly face, I'm going to change it. Or if you want to do a sex change. And actually, my paladin has had like 3 sex changes. So
why can't you just not be a drag, just be a queen?
Stop it.
So yeah, I've
just
done 6.
Just settle. You were born that way. You don't want to do a race change. Come on.
All right. So you've spent an ungodly amount of money. Are you here? Let me ask you this, because I think this is a valid question, John. What happens if, like, new stuff comes to the store? Are you worried, like, oh God, now they're going to start selling more mounts, or they might start selling, like, cool tabards or something? Like, is there going to be a limit, like, where you draw the line and say, I am not fucking buying that?
I don't know. Like, you know, they've gone on record saying that they won't sell, like, epics or whatever. And I mean, I wouldn't do that. Okay, let's be real. I probably would. But,
probably would. I would quit. I've always said this. The minute WoW goes that way, they are no better than a free MMO thingy, and I quit. I'm done.
Honestly,
no, they
I feel the same.
It,
I don't think they will either.
And I don't think they will either.
Or else I'm going to have to go to do what I said.
The only thing that I think they'd ever do that with is heirloom items, because they don't affect end game. They're just pretty much, you know, solo things. I mean, they're more use for your solo game, you know?
But. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, if they have new pets and it's like, oh, I mean, even if it's not for Make-A-Wish Foundation or whatever, mm-hmm. like, if I think it's cute or whatever, I'll throw down for that or amount.
All right, hey, you know what? It's your money. You should spend it on whatever makes you happy. Just like you said.
That said,
some people buy crack, whatever makes them happy, right?
Yeah.
Although,
that
don't
said,
do crack, kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Crack.
That said, I think I'm kind of done with all these microtransactions. Well, I guess when you have $900, it's not really micro anymore, is it?
I think we,
no.
You know what? I think we've brought you on the show today to set up an intervention. This is like that show, and you're like that
intervention.
You're like that chick who can't stop inhaling.
Am I Allison?
Duster. Yes, you're Allison. I'm walking on sunshine.
Am I walking on sunshine?
Yes, it's the popo.
Oh great! Are you gonna take away my cats?
You're. Only if you
are you to take away my moonkin hatchling?
Only if you admit that you have a problem.
I'm muting the rest of this show. Just so you know.
What? You're muting the rest of the show? Why?
I don't know. Just thought I would. I want to play some more Zuma. That's really what I want to do.
Do interventions make you uncomfortable, Extifer?
Yeah, they do. Right. I don't know.
All right. I don't know, John. I'm seriously considering, because like John's kind of a common name, so I'm seriously considering calling you Sunshine for the rest of the show. Because you're walking
Let's
on Sunshine.
You want... You're now known as Sunshine. All right, how Sunshine. Do you
I'm done with that.
All right.
I can be Sunshine.
So Sunshine. There's another reason that you're on the show tonight, and it's to talk about this other addiction you have.
Oh, really?
When it comes to...
Wait,
masturbation?
No, well, close. Every guild, and you are in my guild. We've been playing guild for a very long time. And those of you out there listening, you know this to be true, too. Every guild has a slut. And I truly believe that Sunshine is like our guild slut.
I have been called the guild slut. I'm not going to lie.
And what have you done that makes you a guild slut?
Well, I mean, I'm not really, like, slutty with the guild. I haven't had sex with anyone in the guild.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, like, it's mostly just that I make sexy comments. But, I mean, guild chat is mostly sexy comments and internet memes anyways. So, I mean, right. Like...
Give us an example of a sexy comment.
And make it sexy, Sunshine.
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot.
Yes.
I'm not used to performing on the spot, so.
Now that's a lie. All right, but
who do you think I am? Nomi Malone? God.
Now you like to play pretty much all female characters too, right?
Pretty much. I have a druid, and he's a dude, but like I don't know. I just started making female characters, and yeah, they're more fun. And you can like, if you can convince someone that you're a female, like, you will get so much stuff.
Like, what kind of stuff?
I basically got carried through ICC 25 because the tank thought I was a girl and took a liking to me for some reason. And if he's listening, he's probably going to, like, block me and, like, never help me
we
again.
No, we didn't say like, your character's name, so it doesn't matter. But I'm just...
I know. But, I mean, like, if people make connections if... They have brains, I guess. I don't know. Like, I don't want it to be like the Scarlet Letter and I'm like the outcast of the server.
You know what? I think there's like a lot of dudes that play female characters because they get stuff. Like,
I think this is true.
I play a female character.
Female characters because they get stuff.
I play a female character, but I haven't gotten a goddamn thing but the twirling ponytails, which is enough for me as far as I'm concerned because the twirling ponytails are awesome. So
I play a male character and I offer to flash everybody, but they don't give me anything.
So we,
you're Torin. Nobody wants to see that.
So
yeah. You know what? I'm a huge, huge cow. Imagine what my penis would look like.
Sunshine.
Just
have you ever
huge.
Sunshine, have you ever been put on the spot? Like, why don't you talk in vent or you can come to the raid if you send me pictures of your boobs or what?
People have jokingly been like, oh, you should show me your boobs. And I just go like, tee-hee, lol. And like, yeah, actually with that ICC run, I'm just like, oh, I don't have a mic, but I can listen on vent.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I got 25-man Kingslayer. I was the first person in the guild to get Kingslayer. Some of the people, not naming names, but some of the people were so pissed off. They're like, oh, hell no.
It was me. It's fine. You can say.
No, it wasn't you. Even though you got yours like totally last, but we got it.
Thanks for reminding me. So is that it? That's all that being a female character has got you is free runs through ICC and whatever else is next in Kata?
Actually, there was this one time with a Night Elf Druid.
Okay. This didn't happen at the inn in Goldshire, did it?
No, it actually happened in the inn in Dalaran.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Were you like, hey, I'll show you my stuff. You can show me yours. And then you guys got it all.
Kind of. Basically, he was into my sexy Draenei booty. And so he was like, I don't even remember. I wish I remember how so I could like repeat this and like do it all the time. But I basically somehow he offered to send pictures of his junk to me. So
wow.
I made an email, like a separate email just for the junk receiving.
Did he ask you to fuck his asshole with
with
your sexy Draenei tail?
Were you
no, cause that's some kinky
Were you guys
sex
like
there.
Role playing in Dalaran or what?
No, we weren't role playing. Like, he just like, I don't know what I was saying, but like, he really wanted to show off his goods.
Okay, so he's an exhibitionist of sorts, and he sent you pictures of the Wang. No questions.
Pretty much. And to answer your question, Christopher, I think most guys want Dranny chicks to put their tails inside of themselves.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
It's fine.
I'm just saying.
It's fine.
What about Draenei males?
Okay.
They do that too.
All right. So lesson learned, folks, I guess. If you're like sending pictures of your junk to random WoW players, you don't really know who it is. So just a word of warning, right? Yeah. And there's like hundreds of guys out there right now going, oh shit, was it me?
Oh God. Yeah.
Did you feel bad after that happened, just out of curiosity, or were you kind of laughing like, what a dummy?
A little of both, and I was also like, that's hot.
By the way, that's why I called you the guild slut, just so you know.
No, I know. I was being coy.
All right. Sunshine, I think for the first time in the 4 months or so I've been doing this show, I might be a little bit speechless right now. Even Extrafer is kind of speechless by that last story, so I don't know what else to do. But ask you...
No, I'm just playing Zuma.
All right, stop. But ask the question that I ask all of the guests on the show. Why... Maybe I don't need to ask after that last story. Why do you play World of Warcraft?
Well, as much as you might think it's for Wang and free runs through ICC, I really keep on playing because my friends play. It's a way for me to keep in touch with them. Like, I live kind of far from you, so like, it's a way for you and I to keep in touch. And like, I've been a gamer for a long time, and I like being able to play with all my friends, and instead of having to do like an Xbox Live party or whatever, you know, I like the game. I think Blizzard puts out a good game, even if there's like stuff that gets annoying sometimes, you know. So,
all right.
Yeah, I've tried other MMOs, like I've done Trials, and it's just like, I don't know, WoW's got something special. I mean, there's a reason it's got 11, 12, whatever million people, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's got role play in Goldshire Inns. All right.
I've never actually done anything in Goldshire.
You got to add that to the list.
Yet.
Yet. All right. But I mean, I'm sure there's like tons of people listening that are just kind of like, oh my God. But you know what? John's really funny, you guys. He's a good guy to play with, even if he's like totally exploiting.
Apparently, he's a good guy to play with.
He hasn't seen pictures of my junk.
Your friends; they probably have played with him. He's all the right. Guild slut, so you know.
All right, John, you're being a good sport. Appreciate it. So you know what? I'm going to break form a little bit tonight, and I'm going to let you start off, Sunshine. How is your week in Azeroth? What have you been doing in World of Warcraft this week?
Well, my week in Azeroth, I've been trying to do a few heroics. Those have been okay. I've actually, for the longest time, was like, I can't handle heroics just because of like the new healing method or whatever. Like, just the whole paradigm has changed. So I was like reluctant to go and heal. So I've been kind of doing that over the past week. Some good experiences, some bad. Other than that, I've mostly just been doing the Tol Barad dailies, or as I like to call it, Lol You Mad, because every time I go to Tol Barad, Alliance really sucks at PvP, as I'm sure everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I want to get my 359 epic trinket, but I can't do that if I can't get the dailies from Alliance winning. You guys suck. So that's why I call it Lol You Mad.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I've been doing the Tol Barad dailies, and it's kind of a grind. But I mean, I'm just doing it because I need that trinket.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to have to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't want like a Dark Moon card or whatever. Although maybe I could try and convince a guy to
stop.
Do I know any scribes? No, I'm kidding.
Extrafer.
I'm on another faction, baby.
Well, he'll transfer over there.
Yeah, he'll transfer me over there. Is what?
Yeah, you know, Torn can be priests now, so I'll be like, hey. All right. I'm a Tauren priest. Can you give me a Dark Moon card?
So...
and you're like, okay, and then I'll transfer and race change back.
What do you?
Yeah, except for you're forgetting that I don't care if you're a female.
All right. So... what about this whole like recent patch that they did? They did the 4.0.6. You were talking about heroics and how things seem a little different. Do you think that new patch has kind of helped with this or what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was pretty much the reason I'm like, okay, I should give it a try, like, because everything's nerfed. So I'm like, oh, I can do it now. Like, I've also been trying to do some of the regulars just because it's, like, if you go into Halls of Origination, you can get 210 justice points, like, super easy. So I've just been trying to do that, trying to, you know, grind my rep. My laptop was out of service for almost a month, and it was like the worst month of my life. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of trying to catch up and gear up so that I can, you know, start seeing some of the raids and that sort of thing.
All right.
Right on.
Well, Xtafer, if Sunshine didn't have anything else to add, we'll go over to you. How was your week in Azeroth?
Okay. It was fine. Just same old, pretty much. I've been leveling my mage. I don't know if I already went through this last week, but there's another resto druid in my guild, and we rotate on a weekly basis now. So this was his week to really be in the raid. So I kind of stepped in, you know, down from that for the week, and just kind of been enjoying, you know, collecting herbs or whatnot.
Wow, so. I kind of never thought I'd hear the day on the show where you're like, yeah, I get to take it easy. I'm getting days off.
Yeah.
What's going on over there? Did you guys mutiny or something? Like, we're sick of raiding 8 days a week. We need a day off.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, it started because of our show, because they actually raid, right? They're raiding right now as we speak. And because of not being able to raid on Thursdays, mm-hmm. which is when we tape our show,
right.
We originally got a resto druid to fill in, you know, my Thursdays. But, you know, one day is not really enough to really experience all of the raiding, especially if we've gone through most of the stuff in the first 2 days, which are Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Right.
So I thought it would be good for him to be able to, you know, see a full lockout of raids as opposed to 1 day a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't my idea per se, but I mean, it ended up working for the best.
That's so kind and generous of you to share.
I know. I'm just a really generous, generous person.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Anything else about your week?
I just came. I don't know.
Congrats. Was it John's stories about his, you know, what he does with his character?
No, I was just playing a lot of Zuma, and I got a really high score, and I was like, ah.
Please don't make that noise. All right. I'll talk about my week in Azeroth. Yay. With my week. Stop it. In Azeroth. I started to do... I'm going to kill
Go
you.
Go ahead.
More arena, which is kind of weird. Like, I never thought I'd get that into PvP where I'm doing arena, but I've actually been having a bit of fun doing arena. And we were actually winning enough where I maxed out my conquest points for the week. Like, I never thought I'd see that day. But yeah, we were tied. We were like 7-7 in arena. And you know what? I'll take it. A+.
Yeah.
We are average. Awesome. I'm learning a lot, actually. It's kind of weird because, you know, Parm was our guest last week, and he's been a big part of this whole arena thing. And, you know, he's like half my age, but like teaching me how to PvP and WoW.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm learning a lot. It really is just like a whole nother just way to think about your character and your different skills. And it's just so different. But it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like kind of the... you know, intensity of what team is going to come up and, you know, how are we going to get them and kind of mm-hmm. that strategy in like 5 seconds and kind of seeing how that goes. I've been having a lot of fun with it. And I even was able to buy a purple with all the conquest points. So
good.
Kind of cool. It's a weird way to gear up, but I'm liking it. So yeah, I've been doing more PvP. which I never thought would be the position I'd be in WoW. But seeing its rating is somewhat at a standstill as far as new raids go, while we're waiting for more guildies to really be active and gear up. PvP's kind of been a great thing to turn to because you really only need two people to do arena, although we were doing 3v3s.
And you know, 3v3s can yield better rewards than 2v2, right?
I'm really not sure. I got to be honest. I'm not sure how it all works. Like, I know back in the day, it used to be you would get more honor points when it was all honor for doing, or no, it was arena points at one point. You would get more of those for doing 5v5s than you would 2v2s. But I think it's really all based off of like ratings and things now. Like, your caps is all based off your rating. And that kind of doesn't matter what type of arenas you're doing. I get the feeling
that's good.
There's not as many people doing 5v5s as there are like 2s and 3s, which, you know, makes sense.
Yeah, I you don't hear about 5v5s a lot.
No. So, but yeah, kind of just something different that I've been getting really into, and I had a lot of fun doing that the other night. In the PvE world, not a whole lot. I finally got exalted with Wildhammer, and I'm so happy I'll never have to do those dailies again. They're really some of my least favorite dailies in a very long time. So I got the necklace and reforged it to give it spirit, and now it's a pretty good purple Healy necklace. So happy with that. And
yeah. It's actually it's really good because I have the Horde version of it. I still wear it, and it's good enough that if the one from Halfus, which is one of the first raid bosses, drops, then it's not much of an upgrade where you can actually just deal with wearing the one that you reforged.
Oh, yeah, so. I would honestly say I'm up to like 6 or 7 purples without ever setting foot in a raid. So
yeah,
pretty awesome.
That's cool.
But we are going to try and do a real raid next week. I'm really hoping we get the people to do it. I'm really, really hoping we get there. So, John, are you working on it?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what items, like where to go to get upgrades and stuff, and what heroics to focus on.
Understandable. But then the other thing we did in the PvE thing, since you know we don't quite have the gear and the people to do the new stuff yet, we're still kind of finishing our old run of stuff we missed. And so we finished Ulduar this week, which was it was kind of fun. I got the key for Algalon or whatever, so
cool.
I can unlock them next time we go in. But we beat Yogg-Saron, which was you know, it was a weird fight, especially from a healing perspective, where I'm not really going in the portals or anything. It was a very strange fight, and you really still have to pay attention at level 85 to mechanics and sanity and stuff. Like, that is still a...
I hate that fight.
Ugh. Yeah, but just kind of going in there and doing it was good. It was finally nice to see like all of Ulduar, because for the first time I didn't like Ulduar, but it was only because I just got so bored with the Flame Leviathan thing taking so long, and you know, then it was fixed, and yeah, there's so much more to Ulduar than just that first area. So glad I've got.
Yeah, it's definitely really like, it's still my favorite instance. I mean, because it's just. It's I think one of the last epic raids that actually was really fun to go through, you know.
Cool. So. Very cool. All right. That's really it, I guess, for my week in Azeroth. Otherwise, between like you know, the dailies and the PvP, that's pretty much what's going on with me. I'm leveling up my alt now, a warlock. I have a Worgen warlock who's level 36, and
cool.
Been doing a lot of random dungeons. Good time.
I'm about the same level on my mage.
Nice.
I believe.
How you liking mage?
I like it. I'm getting, you know, I think that Frost has been an acquired taste, but I'm getting used to it, and I like it.
All right.
You know, for this part, I don't know if I'm gonna level him to the cap, but you know.
Are you bringing any alts up right now, Sunshine?
I was working on a Worgen warlock for a while, like
copier.
No, actually, you copying me. Like,
never.
I said I was going to do that like a year in advance or whatever. Like, whenever they announced Worgen, so I'm like, warlock. Yeah, so like, I think he's in I don't know, like his mid-20s. I kind of put him on pause to get my priest up to 85, and I'm kind of trying to get her all taken care of before I really focus on anyone else.
Okay.
And you know, his Worgen warlock started out as a human, and then it went to a gnome, and then it went to a Draenei. Yeah.
All, so,
you know, I
didn't even think you can be a warlock as a Draenei, but somehow he made it happen.
I love Worgens because it's like, oh, hey, I want a race change. All I have to do is hit a button. Now I can walk around as a human.
Yeah.
You'll just have to make all your characters wargans, so you're tempted to spend less money. All right. For real, though, let's get to the news. What's going on in World of Warcraft right now? It seems like there was a bit of news this week, post 4.0.6 patch, right, Extifer?
Yeah. Well, so, among all of the patches, or the hot fixes and the server restarts and whatnot, there's a few things that stand out among the other things. One of them is that they're going to be doing a Dungeon Finder hot fix that will affect Vote to Kick. Bashiok from the WoW team posted on the forums, we're making a number of hotfixes to address the Dungeon Finder and Vote to Kick tools. The following hotfixes will require realm restarts to implement, which are likely to be next Tuesday's weekly maintenance. He lists a few bullet points on what's affecting the Vote to Kick, including players who are outside a dungeon for more than a few minutes are now immediately able to be kicked. If queuing as a group with a tank or healer, and the tank or healer drops group or is kicked soon after joining, then those that queued with them will also be removed from the dungeon. If three or more players group queue with each other, it will require an additional vote for them to kick anyone that they did not group queue with. If a group queue if a group queue of four kicks the person that they did not group with, then they will receive a severe penalty to their ability to initiate future kicks. And then the last one is stupid. But anyways, the
I want to know what it is. What did you think was stupid?
Well, he just says if somebody initiates a vote kick for someone that they group queued with, then they will not incur a penalty to their ability to initiate future kicks. So, I mean, if you queue with a guildie and you vote to kick them for whatever reason, kind of, I guess drama, you know, will ensue, and that's your
or maybe
penalty.
I queue with Sunshine, and then he's like, oh, I got to go and get plastic surgery on my Draenei.
yeah, exactly. So this
BRB, got to check my email.
These are good for those players that are getting frustrated with, you know, maybe heroics and stuff like that. It'll help, you know, kind of curb the attitudes, I think, among people, you know, maybe give them a little bit more patience for people that are learning.
I think this whole thing's freaking great. It's obviously a lot of people have been begging for this for some time because they're just so frustrated with a lot of tanks out there abusing the hell out of the system to queue up their friends or even charge for it and then just drop. And having been in those heroics where we've literally gone through like five tanks, I'm just kind of excited that, you know, I know there's a lot of good tanks out there that aren't being dickheads, but there's just, you know, find an exploit and people are going to exploit the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
there's enough that it's obviously made a significant impact on the game for a lot of people. And, you know, I don't do a lot of pugs, but I do feel bad for those people that, you know, they might not be in a large guild, or they might, you know, play solo and not, you know, have a guild. And these people who are learning the game, you know, it's really discouraging to these people, and they end up leaving the game because they can't do what they want to do, you know, which is learn to play their class. I mean, really, a lot of these heroics, some of these people have not played in dungeons before, even, you know, the normal dungeons in this tier of content. And so we're dealing with a lot of new players, a lot of players that have returned that are relearning their classes. I think that it's really just up to us as seasoned players to really give the benefit of the doubt to these people, you know?
Sunshine, you have some pretty strong opinions about running heroics you were talking about earlier. What do you think of this news?
I think it's mostly good. The only like possible drawback I can think of is like last week I was running with one of our guild's tanks and I had to go. Like I didn't, because we had some dumb DPS or something like that, and so we ended up wiping a couple times on that one lady boss in the in Blackrock Caverns. So like I was like, oh, I have to go. So if under this new system, if I had to go and I left, my understanding would be that my tank would have to leave too, and which isn't really fair to him, but I mean, that type of thing doesn't happen too much. And
only if you did it in the first few minutes, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, then I'm glad that they're doing something, because I've just had too many experiences where, like, a tank will be like, ew, Throne of Tides, I hate this one, and then they drop, and then you're, like, left waiting or whatever, and, you know.
Yeah, I think that they said soon after joining, you know, the dungeon or whatever, so I think that, you know, you're safe in that regard. And if you have to leave at the beginning of a dungeon, you know, then chances are people won't feel as bad, you know, if they get removed too, because it's just the beginning.
Right,
right.
So, the next thing on my list of items is there's some incoming healer changes that are happening. The most notable thing, I think, is the nerf to Power Word Shield for disciplined priests in particular. They're nerfing it by
33%.
That's you, BB. So they don't want disciplined priests to spam Power Word Shield, because it gets in the way of using their other spells like Penance, you know. And I mean, I don't play Disciplined Priest, but on paper, I guess this makes sense to me. They want everybody to use all of their spells, you know. And this is just another example of them kind of budging people in that direction, I guess. So we're going to see that as a hot fix. Actually, I read it today that it's going to be hot fixed into the game. So the next server restart on your realm will yield this new, 33% nerf. Coincidentally, it's from what I understand, Power Word Shield is going to be less expensive for holy priests, because they're going to have a talent that will, lessen the cost of it. So, you know, for the holy priests that don't use it as much, I guess they're, you know, not going to have to worry if they do have to use it. But for disciplined priests who, you know, pretty much shielding is a core part of their game, you know, they're going to have to think before they use it.
Well, so let me ask the resident disc priest, what do you think?
Yeah, like, I was a little confused about the holy part of it. But the talent that they're adding that mana reduction to, I read up on it a bit. It's the same talent that if you bubble a target, they'll get a speed increase. So that can be, like, really useful for, like, you know, someone trying to stand out of the fire and just getting them, like, a little bubble. I'm not personally too affected. Like, I remember when they were talking about, like, before Kata came out, they're like, oh, you know, healing's going to change, and we don't want bubble spam. I mean, because I bubble spammed through ICC. It worked really well, but, I mean, I kind of prepared myself. I got into the, like, you know, the Archangel thing and smite, spamming Smite and everything, so I kind of stopped relying on Power Word Shield so much. And actually, like, from what I've read, I mean, I'm not really big on theory crafting, but what I've read on it, like, you basically only should cast it, like, when the Rapture is off cooldown, which is it's the proc that restores mana, because otherwise it's not effective. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, I am a little bothered that our mastery is shield mastery, and I mean, I don't mind that I don't use my shield as much. It feels like maybe my mastery could be going to something better, because otherwise it's only affecting that and Power Word Barrier, which is you know, just my cooldown. So I mean,
yeah,
well, I'm, at those times that you need it the most, maybe the mastery will be the, you know, the thing that saves you.
That's true.
Although they have talked about that they kind of need to go back and redo a lot of the mastery, so
yeah,
who knows.
Yeah, I think disc might be a mastery they could look at, but as far as, like, my playstyle or whatever, I don't think it's going to affect it. I'm really not using bubbles, like, nearly as much as I used to, and disc really does have a lot more to do, you know. If it's just, like, kind of steady damage and it's not going too crazy, like, spamming Smite is actually really effective, so I like the way they've taken disc. I know people are kind of against it who are, like, really hardcore into the bubble spam thing, but, you know, that wasn't intended anyway, so
It's just the way that people are really into rejuve spams on the resto druid thing. I mean, we can't do that anymore, so it's
yeah.
Kind
and
of the
I,
same
and
thing.
I never understood that either. Resto druids had so much more, but yeah,
well, so, we can spam them a little bit more now, but you know, and it's useful to put rejuves on three targets now because it makes your nourish go faster. But the next class on this in these healer changes, conversely, is the shaman, who's going to be getting a buff from 10% to 25%, which basically they're saying that we're going to also apply a hotfix for purification for the restoration shaman passive. From 10% to 25%. We think that shaman healing per second is not as competitive with other healers, and while we hope to bring down holy priests and paladins in particular in 4.0.6, which we did, shamans still appear to be behind. In this case, it's simply easier to buff restoration shaman rather than to nerf everyone else or rebalance the encounters. So that'll be interesting. I know that we have a shaman who has an off spec of resto, and we also have a few people with alts that are shaman. So they'll be very happy to note this. And this is another hot fix that's going to be happening in the next realm restart on your particular realm.
Now, I don't know if it's just me, because we don't really have a lot of resto shamans in the guild. The one we had transferred out. So I don't know. I just don't ever seem to see resto shamans. Like, it's the rarest thing I come across. Of course, then again, I'm a healer, so I don't really see them in LFG, but it just seems like even in like PvPs and things like that, I don't see a lot of resto shamans.
Yeah, you know, I think that shaman are the rarest healer, I believe. I mean, you always see enhancement or you see elemental, but you don't see resto. And I think a part of the problem now is the fact that you don't, the healing has been subpar. I mean, the only time that we use our resto shaman is in the Chimeron fight, which requires, you know, additional healing. So I mean, it's, but other than that, I mean, it's like, it's good to know that they're looking out for this class. And I think that the shaman, the restoration spec for shaman is really interesting. I mean, it's something,
it's really fun.
Yeah, I'd like to try it eventually. And we have an alt in my guild that I healed with in Argaloth, the boss in Baradin Hold, the other night. And, you know, he, even without the nerfs, he held up fine. So I don't know. It'll be nice to see this extra boost.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing on the list of the healer changes is the lack of, and this makes me very happy, by the way, the lack of cooldowns when it comes to restoration druids and restoration shaman. I can't speak as well for shaman. I know that they also have nature swiftness, which is the same thing as resto druids. You know, aside from Tree of Life Form and nature swiftness and innervate, and maybe trinkets, I don't have any ability to, you know, mitigate any damage, you know, incoming damage on anybody. I don't have all the millions of cooldowns that a paladin brings, or, you know, a priest has. So I was very happy to see that they're going to consider giving us new cooldowns that will, and the implication here is that there'll be, you know, things like pain suppression, hopefully. So I'm looking forward to that, because, you know, restoration druids in particular, I mean, shaman at least have, like, what is it, water shield, you know. I don't know if I'm speaking correctly on that. Again, I don't play a shaman, but I mean, but we as resto druids literally have to heal through everything. We don't have any cooldown that will help us bring a tank up back to full, you know, other than just straight healing. So this is really good to hear.
Yeah. All right. Cause even resto shamans have, Earth Shield is the one. And I mean, that's pretty effective. So that's good news for druids.
But are they, they're not touching paladins again, are they?
No, Thank I don't God. See anything about paladins. And, you know, it's funny. Our paladin, which is my guild master, she had. We've noticed since the patch that her healing has obviously been nerfed, and my healing has gone through the roof. I've noticed because of my wild growth. Wild growth has now become my number one spell, and it's just funny to see like. These two classes, like one of them just, you know, fell down, the other one just shot up. So it's kind of interesting.
All right. Any other news tonight?
Yes, there's one more thing. Okay. And that is the fact that I don't know if any of you've noticed, but after the patch, there's a new tiny little change to our game menu options. Not the game menu options, but you know, the little computer that you can wave your mouse over.
Mm-hmm.
The latency in particular has changed. You'll notice that you have two little things now. It's split up between home and world, and you'll see two different numbers for latency. And a lot of people have theorized that the home stands for your connection, you know, to the Blizzard servers, and the world stands for something else or whatever. And I don't know, like, people were getting really creative. Well, I guess one of the tech wizards over at Blizzard clarified this and says that in essence, home refers to your connection to your realm server. This connection sends chat data, auction house stuff, guild chat, and info, and some add-on data and various other data. It is pretty slim connection. Excuse me. It is a pretty slim connection in terms of bandwidth requirements. The world is a reference to the connection to our servers that transmits all other data, combat data from other people around you, specs, gear, enchants, etc., NPCs, mobs, etc., etc., etc. So basically, this actually makes sense to me because, you know, when sometimes, you know, you'll get stuck in the world, like everything will stop, but you can still chat. Well, now you'll know, you'll understand why. You'll see your world latency at really high, and then your home latency should be really good because that's only for the chat, the auction house, stuff like that. So it makes sense now.
That does make sense, which is good because I was trying to understand, like, why did they need to do this? What is the point?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, so now it makes sense.
All right.
So other than that, I mean, like I said, there's been a plethora of, you know, hot fixes, but it would take, like, 5 hours to go through everything, so...
All right.
That's it for the news.
All right. Let's get into the topic of the week tonight. Every week here on Horde House, we like to, you know, kind of bring up a topic, and hopefully it will inspire you guys to tweet us and email us about the topic. This week, we're doing something a little bit different. This might not be a topic that applies to everyone, but I noticed with the group we have assembled on the show tonight, everybody on the show tonight plays a healer as their main. Sunshine has his Dist Priest. Extifer has the Resto Druid. I have a Holy Pally. So we're all healers tonight. So I thought maybe we could do kind of a healer-centric topic for the topic of the week. But this would involve everybody because the topic is my biggest complaint as a healer. So if you want to respond to this, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com is, don't forget the word podcast, it is important. hordehousepodcast@gmail.com is where you can send your answers, or you can always send us tweets, twitter.com/hordehouse. But for now, let's go to the panel here on the show and see what your biggest bitch is as a healer. Sunshine, I haven't heard from you in a minute. What's your biggest complaint as a healer?
You know, I would be tempted to complain about just the whole change in healing, but, you know, in theory, I actually really like that. Like, I understand what Blizzard is doing, and when you're in a good group, it's actually really fun. So I'd have to say that my biggest complaint is when you get those D-bag tanks who are like, "Ooh, hey, how do you like not healing me?" I'm like, excuse me, I am trying my best to keep you topped off. I even let the rogue die because you weren't mitigating your damage. So, like, I just get so pissed off when...
Have you ever thought about responding? How do you like not popping your cooldowns?
I did make a snarky comment.
Mm-hmm.
I was healing, and I had some DPS from the guild. And they were on vent. They're like, oh, God, why did you say that? He's going to leave. And he left. So, yeah, I have to kind of watch my mouth. Like, it's hard to not snap. But I don't know. I feel like we as healers get blamed a lot for, you know, if the healer, I mean, if the tank drops, you know, sure, I wasn't able to heal you up fast enough, but there's probably a reason behind it. I mean, if I'm spamming flash heal and your health is dropping really fast and I put pain suppression on you and you're still dead, I don't know what to tell you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you die, chances are it's your fault. I mean, if there are times when it is, you know, our fault, you know, sometimes we mess up, but I think that tanks not hitting cooldowns at the right time, that's a huge gripe from a lot of healers right now, especially since everything's changed so drastically and we have to watch our mana. And if we're not healing other people, you know, and, you know, we take that 1 second to go and heal those other people and the tank dies, you know, it's the tank's fault. You know what I mean? Because, mm-hmm. you know, we can only do so much.
Extifer, why don't you continue then? What's your biggest complaint about a healer?
As a healer, my biggest complaint, and I think that most people in my guild know this already, is line of sight issues. The new raids are in huge areas. I mean, Omnitron Defense Council, Magma, you know, Cho'Gall, the Ascendant Council. All of these fights take place in big, you know, areas. And if you're not standing where I can heal you, then you're dead, you know? And I think that it would be nice for people to actually, you know, acknowledge that, because if you keep dying over and over again and it has to do with line of sight issues, then there's a problem. And that has been my biggest gripe since the new expansion, I think. It's been my number one healer complaint.
You know, and I found that's really true, and it's hard to do sometimes in arena, because some of the arenas, like, you know, as I've been doing that a lot this week, have these giant pillars, or, you know, the kind of the dual level Blade's Edge arena that has the ramp at the top, you know, has a lot of line of sight issues. And if, you know, your teammates aren't thinking about where they're standing or where they're running out to attack the other team, it can cause line of sight issues. And sometimes that's what the other team's trying to do to you, is mm-hmm. kind of bring you out in an area. It doesn't make me mad per se. That wouldn't be my answer, because I have to own some of that too. And I have to kind of learn how to navigate around the arenas and where the best places are for me to stand to hit you with heals. But I just find that line of sight is a really, it's a tricky mechanic sometimes.
Yeah, and I think the worst place so far has been, to my knowledge, we haven't gotten this boss down yet, but it's Alucard, I believe, the last boss of Throne of the Four Winds. And you have to be in a specific placement, your whole guild does. And if you kind of fall out of that placement, then I can't heal you. And that is just really frustrating, you know, as a healer to go through. Because, you know, like John said, most of the time they blame the healers when they die. Well, no, I'm sorry. It's your fault. You died because you weren't standing where you need to be. So,
good answer. Both good answers. Mine, I have a different answer, believe it or not, although I agree with what both of you are saying. I would say my answer, and I've kind of brought this up on the show before, but I've even seen like more recent experiences of this, so I have to kind of like say it again, but it would be DPSers. It's kind of funny that Sunshine complains about tanks. I'm going to complain about DPSers. DPSers who care more about their meters than mitigating damage. And I see way too many DPS doing dumb shit because they are more concerned with topping the DPS charts than not standing in fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they die, they're like, well, why couldn't you heal me better? And it's kind of like, dude, you have to own your damage. Like, I can mm-hmm. own your healing, but you have to own your damage. And if you are taking a ton of damage, that's you, not me. And that's because you're standing in fire. You know, you're not using – a lot of DPS have their own type of avoidance cooldowns that they have to use in situations. You know, if there's like a mass thing going on in the room, like that fire guy in Halls of Origination, or the shadow guy in Halls of Origination, the people that do these like big room-filled damage spells – you know, it's up to DPS a little bit to try and mitigate some of that damage.
Mm-hmm. Just, you can ice block mages.
Yes.
Although our mages are really good.
I mean, if you're a shaman, if you're a paladin, if you're a druid, you can heal yourself. You know, you can, you know, pop your cooldowns. I know Kitty druids have, you know, a cooldown that'll help their survivability. You know, there's a lot of classes that have these options. Even rogues have a self-heal now. You know, I mean, it's like, and if you just recognize that all of these heroics and all these dungeons and raids and everything, they rely on heavy movement. And it's not all about topping the meters now. Yeah, DPS is great and everything, and you do need to have it. That's one of the components, but you need to also be able to learn the fights.
All right. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the email bag next week in response to this, because I think we're going to get a variety of things. We're going to get other healers that kind of give us some answers. We're going to get retorts to what we're saying. And I think we're going to get people going, oh, yeah, well, here's my biggest complaint about you.
Yeah, give us your biggest complaints about healers.
Which is fine.
I know we're all uppity bitches.
Exactly.
Right? But you guys have made us that way.
Exactly.
Don't forget.
So
yeah, we're just pissed because you don't know how to eat food. And we're like, oh, I guess we have to heal you up before the boss because you don't know how to eat or drink. Well, I guess the mana would have nothing to do with it.
Hordehousepodcast@gmail.com or twitter.com/hordehouse if you want to respond. Speaking of responding, let's get to the tweets and emails. You ready?
Yeah.
Where do you want to start tonight? Xfer, you want to start with tweets or you want to start with emails? I'll let you pick.
Let's start with emails.
Yeah, we're going to start with emails tonight. So let's go to the email bag. And, okay, I have to do a quick little housekeeping thing regarding emails. For the first time ever, we're getting a lot of emails, which is good. But the bad thing is that we can't read them all on the show anymore because it's going to take too much time. So I know. But here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing. We read them all at least off air, and I will personally respond to every single email that we don't respond to on air. I will.
You know what? That's great because it requires nothing on my part.
And if there's ever more than a certain number, then Xtifer will be responding to them as well.
So, I'll be like, F you.
So I don't want to deter people from emailing us because we really love reading the emails. It makes us like really happy to do what we're doing here. But just realize, just because of time and everything, we can't read every single one of them on the show itself. Okay? So let's start tonight with an email from Nihilus, an 85 mage on Blade's Edge. Hi, guys. Is it just me, or do the random heroics seem to be getting easier? All that bitching months ago we all did seems to be easing, but there are still horror stories about pugs and heroics. A few weeks back, I got into a random heroic Vortex Pinnacle. I'm a mage, so waiting in queue for 40 minutes means I'm going to stick out the group until the end. The tank was wearing one or two pieces of resilience gear, which, yeah, is bad, but maybe they were upgrades. Anywho, the tank must not have been good because shortly after I arrived, the healer left. The tank was leader and tried to re-queue for a healer, but one of the other DPS kept refusing to click accept for the queue because he was trying to get the tank to leave the group. This DPS kept pulling mobs and wiping the group in an effort to force the tank to leave. The vote to kick didn't work on anyone, so there we were, a DPS holding a heroic hostage because he didn't like the tank. And the tank didn't want to leave. I stayed around and tried to reason with both of them for about 15 minutes, with this DPS randomly pulling and occasionally wiping us. So after a 40-minute queue and 25 minutes of bullshit, I had to leave, all because one DPS can hold a heroic hostage. The vote-to-kick feature needs to be fixed. Well, I guess the good news is, we did get that news this week, that there are fixes coming, but will that stop a DPS from holding a group hostage, like refusing to leave? That's really interesting to me.
I've heard about that going on. It's actually happened to a few of my guildies before.
Really? I have not heard of somebody refusing to leave. Most people I've run into rage quit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's are the fixes we talked about going to stop somebody from not leaving? I guess.
I don't know.
Interesting.
We'll see. I mean, no system is perfect, and I'm sure that, you know, if this happens quite often, which I don't imagine it would, because most people, like you said, will rage quit before that happens.
But still, what a nightmare to be in the queue for 40 minutes. I mean, maybe that's where we're all spoiled as healers a little bit, is that we're waiting like maybe 9 minutes tops. I think I waited for a random. It's not instant, but it's not 40 minutes. My God, I'd go insane.
Yeah.
So I don't know how the DPSers are doing that. So anyhow, the email continues. Also, I've been in two groups where a tank pulled two separate packs of mobs in Heroic Stone Core, then left group and wiped us. And just as I typed this, a druid threw some hots on a tank before charging into a pack of mobs and then left the group at the start of the pull. I try to go to player score and rate these douches, but that's only good if everyone had player score. What are your thoughts about a player ranking system within WoW? There has to be a way to track the good and the bad players. Cross-server realm friends you can group up with? Maybe there's a way of scanning the players to see what raids dungeons they've done. For example, this mage has downed all raids up to 10-man Lich King. We should match the mage with similar skilled players. I just think the looking for group and vote to kick system are broken when one person can hold a dungeon hostage. Here's the thing. Blizzard will never do it. And the problem is you're wanting to match similarly skilled players. I don't think that's how Blizzard sees it. Blizzard wants seasoned people to help new people. And the problem is not all the seasoned people want to do that, but that's kind of like a personality problem, I guess. And maybe that's why they're changing a lot of these vote to kick features. But I just don't see, I don't think Blizzard would ever implement something like that. And a rating system, I mean, is, I think it's a good idea for some of us who've been playing for a very long time and all that. And maybe we're getting to be a little elitist or something. I don't know, but I think it would be a nightmare on Blizzard's ends. I mean, they could lose subscribers over somebody having too much of a negative rating, right?
Yeah, I believe. I agree with you. I don't think they're going to ever implement it just because, you know, they want everybody to be able to play with everybody. I mean, they've done a little bit of division with the gear score requirements, but, you know, your gear eye level requirements.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't think it'll go much beyond that. I think that, you know, In an ideal world, you know, everybody will play nice, but there's always going to have differing, you know, styles of play and people that are different. So,
all right.
I don't know.
Well, I will say this, and I think I've brought this up on the show previously. I think the closest thing you might see to something like that is a like button. Like, you know, the like button on Facebook? I would see that for players. And then, like, if you like a player, you're more likely to get grouped with them in the future. I could see something like that, but I don't think Blizzard would ever bring in something with negative context. And I think I even made a joke about like having an achievement for like getting 50 people to like you would be like an achievement, you know? So that I would see happening long before, unfortunately, just a full blown player score style, positive and negative, write anything you want. So,
yeah, I think that's a good idea. I liked it when you brought it up before.
Sunshine, do you want a like button in WoW?
That actually kind of sounds fun.
Yeah, I bet you know like what it. You'd be liking.
I'd be like, I'll like you if you do something for me.
All right, wrapping up the email here. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nerzul Hordes, who I used to roll with, and anyone from Lost Boys with a Z, Lost Boys. Listening, Malik says hi. Love the show. You're way better than... Oh, better not read that last part. I don't want to say negative things. All right. Thank you for the email.
That's why he likes the show, though. We're so candid.
All right.
Go ahead and just ruin somebody else's show. Do it.
No. Moving on to the next email. Flacco Jones.
Surprise.
No, talking about PvP preparation. Saying, first of all, Irene has the right answer, her first one. If you've never purchased a PvP trinket, that's why you suck at PvP. That thing is so important because crowd control is a major part of PvP. And this is where I'm going to say, Flacco Jones, I still don't have a PvP trinket, so screw you, buddy. I'm trying to save for one, though. I realize it's like the next thing I badly need. But screw you. I'm 7-7.
You know, that's funny, because I'm kind of casually looking into starting a PvP set or whatever. Some people have given me just our guildies, that is, have given me like, oh, I crafted this PvP thing and you can have it. So Parm actually said, get the trinket first, because I'm like, what should I buy first? So that's interesting.
Yeah, I was kind of dumb not getting that first, but you know what? I like the trinkets I have. All right. My suggestion is to remember that topping the kill charge does not matter in PvP battlegrounds. It's all about capping flags, defending nodes, killing flag carriers, and so on. Killing is almost the least important element of a PvP battleground because they are objective-based, not kill-based, except for at the end of Alterac and when you get your flag back in Warsong. Even then, AV shouldn't come to that if your team is good, and in Warsong Gulch you could kill the flag carrier every time, but if nobody is capping the flag, you will be stuck in a stalemate. Loved all the PvP talk this week. Flacco Jones.
Good points.
I agree. Arena's a little different because it really is just about killing, but you do definitely make a point on the battlegrounds, especially things like, Isle of Conquest. You know, I love that battleground, but it's there's so many different ways to do it, and it's really about, you know, kind of countering all the offensive measures that the other team could be doing. And I think the biggest problem with Isle of Conquest right now is that nobody freaking defends.
That's a problem with Solberad on our server, too.
It's really a problem in any battleground. Oh. No, even a Warsong, no one wants to defend.
Yeah,
because it's all about the kill counts, right?
You know, defending can be some of the best, most fun stuff.
I think
Flacco Jones was saying, you know, or implying that most people want to do PvP because you get to kill people, but like really, all of these battlegrounds are objective based, and the thing that's most closest to killing, you know, in the battlegrounds is probably what Alterac Valley, where you can kill people for losing the other team's resources, right, and stuff like that. Right. But I don't know. Like, I think that even then, you know, doing the objectives of the battleground outweighs doing the killing. You know, even then.
I'll tell you, the most fun I had in Warsong Gulch was probably that night we got that pretty difficult 7 minutes or less achievement for winning Warsong Gulch. And we did it. Four of us got on vent and said, we're going to do D. That's what we did. And we won by just keeping the other team out of our base. And they never were able to grab our flag. It's pretty awesome. Moving to the next email. Linnea emails us saying, noob question is noobish. You can read it out loud. I don't care, but it's a boring email. I actually don't think so. I thought this was a good question, so I'm going to read it. I'm in a guild that has awesome people, well, did, and it's great, but it's only got about 49 members, 13 of which are active. I want to be able to raid and become a good gear DPSer, maybe even tank. No one is ever online, and since I recently dinged 85, is it time for me to move on? I want to, but I promised my friend who is the GM that I would stay since he left WoW for a bit. I don't want to betray him and all, but I want a real guild I can learn from. I got my rep to honored in the guild too. Everyone says leave, and I might. I just want other people's opinions who have played a lot more.
It's hard to say this because I was in a guild that was, you know, all real life friends pretty much when I started playing WoW. But while I did have a lot of fun and that's where we started raiding, I can't tell you, you know, you have to play the game to have fun and do what you want to do, you know. And once I went into a guild where I didn't know anybody, man, I had like the most fun I've ever had playing the game. And it has nothing to do with, you know, losing the real life friends, you know, in the game. You know, I didn't lose them in real life, but you know, it has more to do with, you know, just, you know, going for what you want out of the game. And whether that's playing with your friends and stuff like that, if you're feeling that you won't have as much fun as if you were, you know, raiding and stuff, then, you know, yeah, leave. I that's what I would say.
I kind of agree. You have to do what you need to do in WoW to make you happy. You've got to play WoW. You're paying the $15 a month. You have to do what makes you happy, not what makes someone else happy out of guilt. And yeah, that's going to sting a little bit if you leave the guild for whatever else it is you need to accomplish. But at the end of the day, if dude is really your friend, he's going to have to understand. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't lose any of my friends.
This is a topic that
you just have to be upfront.
Or did you?
Yeah, I know. we just all talk shit about you after you left. But no, I'm this is a topic that hits very close to home because somebody very, very close to me made this difficult decision recently to leave our guild to go to a more rating focused guild, and it wasn't easy. It took me a little bit to get adjusted to this because part of the reason I play WoW I don't really play to raid. I play, like kind of Sunshine said at the top of the show, I play to lol and gossip with the other guildies that I don't get to see in real life because we all live, you know, kind of so far apart. Like, for me, it's a chat room with heal spells and swords and stuff like that. But not everybody plays the game for the same reasons, you know, and we've been able to work it out. But it was hard because it was kind of like, well, I kind of play this game to play with you, and now you're going to go play with them. But it's worked out. It's fine. I know. But there was a little bit of sand in my vagina. A little bit.
And then you did your vag flash.
I did, and it made it all better. So
yeah, you know, it's interesting that Extrafer says that he had more fun when he was playing with strangers, because that's what almost killed it for me when everyone in my old Horde guild, and I mean, they were good people. They were nice. But, I mean, they were all raiding Kara. I was stuck at level 40. Like, I was really just doing stuff on my own. If I wasn't playing with friends, and, I mean, I think that's kind of why I have, like, random trolls or blood elves or whatever on servers that I don't play anymore, because, you know, I need that connection with people I know.
So you'll notice you're kind of getting to our email, or you're kind of getting two different answers here, because it really is about what you want out of the game. And Sunshine and I want one thing, Extrafer wants another. But at the end of the day, you have to do what makes you happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So good luck. It's not going to be an easy decision. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to the next email. It's not signed, so I will credit it to Ryan W. Hey guys, love the show. My main is a level 85 warlock named Hulks. I have a few tips to help people on getting better at PvP. One good way is to battleground grind, preferably with your arena teams or even with just friends, will help you become better at PvP. While in the queue for a battleground, duel outside the main cities with all of the different types of classes to get a feel of how they work. Being in Vent or Skype helps out in PvP tremendously when with a group. Arena Junkies is an excellent website to go for different strategies. Keybinds and macros are a great way of bettering yourself at PvP so you don't look at the keyboard every 5 seconds. Practice makes perfect. Thanks, guys. Good tips.
Yeah.
Especially the keybinds and macro part. And I think that's nothing we really brought up last week, but that's so true. Oh, my gosh. Especially if you have, like, trinkets that are, like, on use or whatever. Like, I have a trinket that if you pop it, it increases your... I think it increases your spell power by like 2,000 for a few seconds. And I have that bound to one of my heels. So that way it is always being popped. And this is important, you know, in PvP as well. There might be like certain things you want to tie a macro to or something. And you got to know where all your keys are too. So that's why keybinds are important. So,
yeah, I keybind my macros to my Swift Mend because, you know, it's a spell that I always use, you know, and... it's nice to have, you know, not to have to press a different button. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And of course, the first part of the email with the communication stuff, so important to be communicating. And I'll tell you, just this week, I've learned a lot from just being told, like, you know, did you think about maybe using your bubble there in that circumstance? Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting to bubble myself. You know, just things like that. It helps me learn. So.
Yeah.
One more email for you guys for this week. And this one comes to us from Phantomus from the Drenden server. I've never heard of that. Drenden?
What?
I know. I didn't even think that was...
Did you just make up a server?
I did not make up a server. That's what it's signed with.
No, I was asking the guy.
Oh, no. I don't think he did. All right. Anyway, let's move on. Phantomus emails us. Hey, guys. So I recently got into listening to podcasts and came across yours via WoW Insider's listing. I've been trying to catch up since your first cast to now, but also wanted to participate for one of your more recent podcasts. In week 12 for the topic of the week, you asked something along the lines of what would we have liked to seen or would like to see in the future as far as guild editions. One thing I would love to see is some type of out-of-game messaging system. I believe this has been brought up before along the lines of being integrated into the Mobile Armory app. Either something that would allow you to receive messages from guildies or whispers would be a nice thing to have when you can't always be logged into chat. You would think with the real ID system, this would make some kind of app for that possible. It's a really good point, by the way, tying it into real ID, not necessarily the guild chat, but being able to talk on real ID with people from wherever, like it was AIM or something.
Mm-hmm.
Be very interesting.
I think that they are working on that, though, from what I understand.
Yeah, we've been hearing that supposedly a guild chat thing is supposed to be coming for some time, but I feel like it's been a while. Weren't they kind of
selling
that almost a year ago at this point? So I don't know.
Well, I don't know about a year ago, but they definitely did.
Well, the whole Real ID news started coming out around then, believe it or not. Because didn't we get Real ID in like June? And there was a few months leading up to that. So, you know. Anyhow, moving on with the email. Another item along these same lines is some kind of integration from the guild calendar to out-of-game email. There have been several times that someone has put something like a raid or event I would have liked to have attended, but I don't find out about it until after the fact because I haven't logged on in a few days. Some free time doing other things that I could have spent in a raid had I known there was one going on. It's not a bad idea. You could even go so far as to like text message calendar updates. I mean, that might get a little overwhelming, but I mean, it could be an option. Why not? Some people have Twitter send all the messages to their phone, which I think is way too much, but you can if you want, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not too sure because I don't use like the updated armory or whatever, and you know how it has guild things. I think there's a guild calendar on there if you log in, you know, with your in your account.
There is, but that does require you to go to the armory and log in, you know, and I think that's this true. Guy kind of wants just an email to pop up, priority inbox and Gmail or whatever, raid tonight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of see that. So anyhow, finishing up the email here. I guess that's the main thing I would like to see. I'm really enjoying the guild achievements, though. Gives some people something more to share. Keep it up. Looking forward to next week's PvP tips, as I hate PvP. Formerly had my maid during vanilla and BC on a PvP server.
Yay, fellow hater of PvP. I salute you.
PvP's not that bad. You guys need to stop being chicken. All right. Anyhow, that's it for emails this week. Thank you very much for the emails. Send us more. HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com is the place to send them. Again, HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com. By the way, and I didn't mention this earlier in the show, and I should have, we now have a Facebook.
Wee-hee!
Except Extifer hasn't joined it. I keep inviting him to it, but he hasn't joined it.
What?
But hopefully at some point he will.
I haven't seen you that you invited me to
it. Yeah, so you need to go look at your Facebook. Anyway, you'll figure it out. Just search we don't have a short URL yet because it's so new and only like the people that are on my friends list have seen it. But just search for Horde House Podcast on Facebook, or it is linked from our Twitter, twitter.com/Horde House. And we now have a Facebook. And all the album art from all the previous episodes is there. And I don't know what else we'll use it for, but it seems like everybody uses Facebook. So why not? We got one of those.
Why the hell not?
Exactly. Why the hell not? And maybe we can write little witty things throughout the week.
Exactly. I might have to create a new Facebook just to join it because I don't want real stalkers.
All right. And by the way, we're going to have a real website coming soon.
Really?
A real website. I know. A lot of people have been asking us about that. Like, okay, so you have like a blog spot that's just basically your RSS feed. Like, when are you getting a real website? We had a kind donation, believe it or not, of some web space, and we're going to hopefully set that up in the next few days. But I have to learn how to write a website. It's all like WordPress.
It's gonna be like those old GeoCities websites.
That's,
you know,
when I used to code websites, was back in the GeoCities. Oh God, if I told you the websites I had back in the GeoCities days, you'd never stop making fun of me. But yeah, I had websites back then. I coded them all by hand, like back when you could like write tables in Notepad and frames. And I guess you still can to some extent, but now it's all about like freaking feeds and stuff, and you know, all these big words. I don't know, but apparently WordPress, I guess, does it all for you. It's magic. See, the nice thing is with Orange Lounge Radio, the other show I do, we have a great web guy who just kind of did it for us, and it's like, oh my God, I owe you. You're the best person ever, and I don't have to think about anything. It's great. So
I can be your web guy. WordPress isn't bad.
Is Sunshine volunteering to be our web guy?
I might be.
Oh, we might.
Or are you going to get?
Or is he using it to get people like send your emails to hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Send your peens to Sunshine John at.
And I was just going to ask you to give me a few epics, but I guess maybe I'll be nice and do it.
All right. Anyhow, so yeah, add us on Facebook. Okay, Twitter. I don't want to neglect Twitter. I want to get to the tweets. So again, we are on Twitter at Horde House, and I'm logging in right now because I was completely unprepared before the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, where do we go? Let's see. We're going to start off tonight with... We have a few here. going to start with, I guess we'll start with Peeker Uno, who likes to do live tweeting of the show. Although I noticed this week he was slacking a little bit because he went from writing a tweet at 2 minutes to writing a tweet at 1 hour and 17 minutes. So I'm assuming that last week's show had 1 hour and 15 minutes of complete boredom. So maybe
no, he's probably on the ground laughing.
Of course. Or not a PvPer. No, I'm teasing. Maybe he's like trying to do his day job or something. I don't know. But anyway, he said one of the tweets was, "I never got the memo about Sky not being Sky anymore. I will therefore call you Sky from now on." Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. It's really not that big a deal. It's just, you know, I don't know. I guess as I'm getting older, I like to use my actual name. I don't know. Shut up. I can't seem to do the same for Irene. Let's see. Flacco Jones sends us a tweet. Speaking of that whole thing, which I think is funny, "I feel Irene's pain, but in reverse. When I went on the show, I didn't want my real name used, but you kept using it." Did he really ask us not to use his real name? And I'm just that
stupid. I don't know.
I know, right? Oops. Sorry. My bad. You'll always be Flacco from now on.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Another tweet from Flacco Jones. "Don't know if it's in the news this week or already covered or not really news, but Activision said no WoW expansion this year."
Oh.
To be fair.
Duh.
I know, yeah, I'd kind of file that under duh. Like, I'm not sure.
What I initially got from that was he meaning the announcement of an expansion?
It's not what it says. It says Activision said no WoW expansion this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think WoW players know that it's not Guitar Hero. It's not like they need a new one every 5 months.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. I'm sure there wouldn't be any this year. I mean, that would be crazy.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to belittle the tweet by saying, oh, duh. But, you know, I'm just saying this news kind of, it's not very surprising. It's nice to have that confirmation, I suppose. But Cataclysm's still so new. Like, to announce an expansion to come out at the end of the year would just be like shooting it in the foot, really. And I don't know. I still think this BlizzCon may just be all about Diablo and the next StarCraft 2 and possibly their new IP. They may not announce a new expansion at this BlizzCon.
I think it's too early. I think they would probably just talk about maybe upcoming patches, but I mean,
if we're going to, that what I was drawing from was just the past, you know, and they did announce a new expansion even, you know, before that's, the ICC tier.
And that's came fair. That's fair. And they may announce like a name. And they may just have like the teaser trailer that gives you an idea what the lore is going to be about. And that's like it. But I think if there is anything this year, it'll be extremely light. Like, you're going to get a name and whatever color the logo is going to be. That's like it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Some more tweets coming in here. This one from on Twitter, FiDelt61. "Prep yourself for PvP with learning a good spell rotation. Know how to get out of stuns. Prepare to die a lot till you learn. For arena, PvP, decide who to attack first. Typically, the healer should die first. Also, DPS / stun pallies first to burn their bubble." So some little PvP tips there.
Wait,
how did he type that?
Mm-hmm.
How did he type that in 160 characters or less? That was a lot of
information. It was two tweets that I just...
Oh, okay.
It's the magic of radio that you just ruined. All right. I'm just messing. And Peeker Uno sends us another tweet about PvP. "I get really, really nervous when I have to compete against other people. So best advice for me would be take Valium." I just don't imagine them as other people, you know? Like, I know it's hard to do. The imagery of getting your butt kicked by a 12-year-old, like, kind of sucks. And by the way, like, I totally know that happened this week because we fought an arena team and their name was You're Dead, but they spelled it Y-O-U-R, dead.
Are you sure it wasn't an ironic misspelling?
I hope not. But anyway. So anyhow, yeah. Don't worry about it. Just consider them really advanced monsters. And lastly, A. Gullible sends us a tweet. "How am I supposed to get better at raiding when I get kicked for saying I'm new to raiding? It's happened 4 times today." I'm going to
roll with the punches.
Tell him you're a girl. It works for Sunshine. you have the event. I can see your name on Twitter, though. You have the advantage of actually being a girl. You could say something on vent. No.
See, I was actually going to give good advice. I was going to say,
find sunshine.
It sounds like you're just pugging, and you need to find a good guild that will be patient and willing to work with you. So, or you can just show them your boobs.
Yeah.
For real.
Though? When all else fails, just show them your boobies.
For real, though, you could also log into like Wowhead or whatever and read up on the boss. So that way, if you have to say I'm new to raiding, you could say something like, okay, so I've read about the strategy for this boss. So you at least sound like you're being proactive, because I think that will go a lot further. And maybe if like you show that you're like trying to learn, people will have a little more patience with you. That's not going to stop everybody, though, because there's just some pricks out there, and that's just the way it is. But yeah. I think that's a good tip for like trying to be proactive. It's like, you know, I'm new to raiding, but I read all about this, and I think I do this and this and this, right?
So, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even just watching the Tank Spot videos, even if they're the ones with the girl with the annoying voice.
Stop.
Like, that can be really helpful, so good advice.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's it for tweets and emails. Wrapping it all up, twitter.com/hordehouse, or again, our email address, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. That brings us to the end of another week of Horde House.
What?
I know, it's over, unless you have another story you want to talk about.
I don't.
You want to talk about Rift? Because that's what everybody seems to be talking about this week. All
right. Meh.
All right.
I
want
to
talk about Rift.
Maybe
I played it a little bit the other day, and I was just like, eh.
I leveled to 3 last night, so I don't have my thoughts all together yet, and I'll probably talk about it on the other show. But we'll see. For real, though, back to WoW. One other thing I've got to get out there. I'm starting to wonder if maybe we need like an official like guild for the show somewhere. Just thinking about that. I don't know if that's something you want to do, Extifer, but we've been getting
maybe we could put up a poll.
We've been getting more and more like requests like, I want to come play with you guys. Where do you play? And I don't know.
What was that server that we were like, what? What server is that? We should do it on that server.
Oh, the Moon Guard or whatever one has the erotic PvP.
That the emailer or tweeter.
On Drenden?
Drenden, yeah. We should make a Horde House Guild on Drenden.
Maybe. I mean, we'll have to talk about it off air and get all that together. Hopefully that's something the listeners are interested in. I don't know. Because I'll have to get at least 10 people to sign the charter, but we'll see. So anyway, we'll talk about that in future weeks. For now, it's time to get to everybody's final thoughts and wrap up the show tonight. Sunshine, thank you so much for being on the show. You did a great job.
Thank you for having me.
I know we poked fun at you a lot in the beginning, but you totally knew it was coming the minute you mentioned the microtransaction thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for real, I hope you're having a lot of fun with WoW.
I did. I had a blast tonight, and I am enjoying my WoW time.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So we hope.
Thank you for being a trooper and a guild slut, and I'll give you my, hush gold in the mail.
And Extifer will be sending his email address for you to forward him some pictures to. All right. Any final thoughts from you tonight?
Final thoughts. This has been kind of cathartic for me, and I just have to say, even if you're a human male with ugly face, or you're a Draenei female who doesn't like her horns, or a Tauren with a nose ring you don't like, I don't know, just be happy with who you are, because baby, you were born that way, and you don't want to end up like me and be like Allison walking on sunshine.
It's the popo.
Yeah, you don't want the popo to come and take your Moonkin Hatchling away. So just be happy with who you are.
If you
don't be a drag, just be a queen.
If you don't know what we're talking about, seriously, you need to go to YouTube right now. Intervention walking on sunshine. You'll find it. All right. It's like a 4-year-old man at this point, but whatever. All right. Extifer.
Okay. Well, in that last final thought segment, I found out why I don't like Lady Gaga. Can you guess?
Why?
Because she's not a Christian! Gorgiles! Slagics! She's dork-sided. Get the hell out of my house in Jesus' name, I pray.
Okay, we've gone from 4-year-old memes to like 7-year-old memes. Good job. Appreciate that. Anyhow.
Gorgiles!
My final thought is thank you very much for listening to the show tonight, and I am going to engorge myself on chocolate-covered pretzels as a reward. It was amazing.
Or you're going to end Gorgiles!
Have a wonderful night, everybody. Consider listening to my other show, Orange Lounge Radio. It's fun. Live Sunday nights at allgames.com, where there's a podcast on iTunes as well. And we'll see you next week. Right, Extifer?
Yeah.
Right, John? One other thing. Because you guys have been so good about staying up, listening to the entire show, one of our listeners is doing a special giveaway. And so we're going to play that after the closing music. So stay tuned because you might get to win some free shit.
Hey, I'm a fan of free shit.
Awesome. And we're saying it now because you were good enough to listen to the entire show. We want you guys to have the best shot at it. So listen after the closing credits. But for now, from myself, Extifer, and Walking on Sunshine, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Ryan, or Tasselhoff. Thank you for allowing me to do this. Hopefully this will help you get some more viewers in, as I'll be tweeting more about this throughout the week about the contest. Unfortunately, Rob, sad to say, you won't be able to win, but don't get upset. I know you get upset right now, but don't, because you already have the pet. And when I tell you what the pet is, you'll know what I mean. And the pet is from the Worldbreaker card game set that came out just about a month or two ago. And is the Landros Little XT. It's a great knockoff to the store-bought one that they were selling in Blizzard. It's really funny because it does a few odd and animations that the real one doesn't do. And also the color scheme is a little off-centered, which makes it a really great-looking pet. And if Xfer wants one, I'll hook him up with one. But we're giving away two to two different viewers. Now, I hem and haw all week, and I was thinking about, well, what's the best way of giving this out? What would be a good question? What would be something that will stick out that would kind of be somewhat hard, but not really hard, but have to make people want to research? And then I remember hearing from the voice of the Lich King, who was done by Michael McConaughey, which who does also voices for XT, Uther for both Warcraft 3 and the Lich King expansion, and he does some other odd and end voices. I'm going to use him for my trivia question. And my trivia question is, in the .hack GU series, he does play a voice. What voice does he do? That's the trivia question. Now, to win, you could either... I would refer you to Twitter to my account, so that way I have everything. But if you want to do it to your guys' account, I guess you guys can. I guess Rob or you or whoever has access to the Horde House Twitter account can pass me the messages. Can do so. My Twitter account is twitter.com/RyanBelknap, and that's R-Y-A-N. BELKNAP. And it's a very simple question. I thought it's going to be pretty easy. It'll give everybody a chance to try to win. And I'll put everybody's name down, and I'll use random.org, and two people will probably win. So if you're interested, great. If not, oh well. And if we get only one winner, then I'll probably pass the second one out to probably someone in a guild, or, you know, put it back on eBay or something. If we get two winners, great. So it's no big deal, win or lose. But anyways, I appreciate this and appreciate this opportunity, and hopefully it'll help you guys as well. So talk to you guys soon.